welcome back.
My big trip.
We are coming up on the fourth anniversary of the removal of a Columbus statue in Grant Park, actually a couple of them, three of them to be exact. You recall Mayor Lori Lightfoot removed that one along with other two, and it became a flashpoint for protests following the George Floyd murder. Nationally, more than 30 Columbus statues have been removed. Lawsuits have been filed. And I ran into Lou Rago. Rago has been a fixture in the Chicagoland business world for years. His family has owned funeral homes for generations. He's the founder and president of the Italian-American Human Relations Foundation. Welcome to the show, Lou. I want to follow up on this and get your take on it. How are you today?
I'm good, Kier. Thank you so much for giving us this time.
I want to talk about it because I see it as two issues. One was Christopher Columbus, you know, this murderous racist, or was he a benevolent explorer? Okay. And number two, even if he was a murderous racist, should we be taking down the statues? And I guess the first thing is the first question. And I know that you've studied this, and I know as an Italian-American, you've been an advocate for keeping these statues up. But tell our listeners why you think that Christopher Columbus is getting a bad rap here.
Well, you know, it's a horrendous story because, you know, up until about 30 or 40 years ago, Christopher Columbus was considered by everybody in North America to be a great hero. He founded a new country. But in the last 40 years, for some reason, a historian, and I use that term in quotations, by the name of Howard Zinn, wrote a book called the American, the People's History of the United States. And it, 80%, we're made to understand that 80% of grammar schools, high schools, and colleges in the United States base much of their education on Howard Zinn's book, which is kind of mind-boggling, but there it is. I'd like to read you a quote by a gentleman by the name of Daniel Flynn, who is the executive director of accuracy in academia and author of a book, Why the Left Hates America, Exposing the Lies That Have Obscured Our Nation's Greatness. He describes Howard Zinn as an anti-American Marxist whose cartoon anti-history of the United States is still selling 128,000 copies a year after its original publication. Many of those copies are assigned readings for courses in colleges and high schools taught by leftists, disciples of their radical mentor. So, you know, we have to start somewhere. We might as well start there, Kier. It was a card-carrying communist. I made them understand the FBI has a 500-page file on him. But that was the beginning of the woes to discredit the Columbus legacy, along with a lot of other things. The guy rewrote history on.
I guess I look at it this way. I mean, Christopher Columbus was one of the explorers who came to the New World, and there were a lot of explorers that came to other parts of the world, and they conquered, or they, they took what they wanted. And again, you know, I don't want to, we could go back and forth on all of the facts, but it seems to me that that was kind of par for the course back then. And rewriting history and taking away Columbus seems to me to be taking our part of our history away. Again, you know, I feel a little differently, Lou, about like some of the racist statues in the South where people, you know, fought for slavery and they have the biggest monument in town. And again, we're rewriting history. Maybe we should have those monuments to learn from. I'm not sure where I stand on that. But Columbus seems to me to be, for Italian Americans, you know, one of their heroes. And, you know, Columbus Day, it was Columbus Day for many, many years. It's one of the national holidays. And I think Italian Americans, you know, look at that as their day. I mean, am I missing something?
Well, they do, and I appreciate that thought. But, you know, fact is fact. Columbus Day is a national legal holiday. It was created by Congress in, I believe, 1967 as a national legal holiday. Now, it really is celebrated by more than just Italians. Italian Americans happen to choose Columbus Day as a day to celebrate their heritage, just as Black Americans choose Martin Luther King Day to celebrate their heritage, although King was more than a Black hero, he was the influence on the United States of America, the greatness of that man, we should all celebrate, and that's what we're hoping we can get back to with Columbus. There's no written history. If you read actual historians of the Columbus legacy, there's no written history that Columbus murdered anybody other than his own men for mistreating the indigenous people that they encountered. Columbus Day really celebrates the unification of the globe. I mean, that was the greatness of the feat of Columbus. Congress says it's about expanding knowledge and about human daring. It's not just an Italian-American holiday. And so we'd like to put that point first that, you know, for 50-plus years, I put the Columbus Day Parade together. And in recent times, as recently as 4 or 5 years ago, we had as many as 26 other cultures march with us to celebrate Columbus Day and the founding of this great land, which eventually led to the United States of America, which is the greatest country known to man, as we sit here.
Lou, so, let me.
You know,
I'm going to have to take a break, but I want to end this. But I want to talk a little bit, just really quickly, about your group, the Italian American Human Relations Foundation, of which you are the founder and president. I was honored to be part of one of your programs. Can you just tell, in a nutshell, before we need to break, what the nature of your organization is and what the goal of the organization is?
Sure. We founded the organization to celebrate, to fight negative stereotypism, basically. But we found the best way to fight negative stereotypism. We're not the only ethnic group that suffers from that. Everybody has that problem. Poles have it, Blacks have it, Hispanics have it, Jews have it. And so we thought the best way was to bring everybody together and celebrate everybody's ethnicity and contributions to this great country through the performing arts.
And
we feel that brings everybody together.
And you throw some wonderful programs. I encourage everybody to look at the Italian American Human Relations Foundation website. They have all kinds of events. They have cultural singing and music and speakers, and it's just a wonderful thing. Lou, it was too short, but I want to thank you for coming on. Lou Rego, thank you.
Thank you so much for this time.